A trial for two suspects in an alleged carjacking in Ponoka a year ago is to continue next month. Donovan Kyle Rain, 33, a resident of Sampson Cree Nation, and Matthew Muniz, 23, a resident of Louise Bull First Nation, were to appear for trial on May 5, 2025, at the Ponoka Court of Justice. The trial continuation is now scheduled for June 2, 3, and 5, 2025. Rain and Muniz are facing 7 counts of robbery. The charges against 2 other suspects were withdrawn. On May 9, 2024, the Ponoka RCMP detachment received a report that a vehicle was stolen at gunpoint from outside a residence on 55th Street in town. The vehicle was spotted in the Sampson Cree Nation townsite. A short police pursuit ensued in which RCMP reported the occupants of the vehicle tossed items out the window, including a loaded SKS rifle, during the chase. The vehicle was disabled on Township Road 432 and Range Road 241 and all 4 occupants were arrested. Rain is also facing a second-degree murder charge in an unrelated case. He is to appear for a hearing for that matter on May 29, 2025, in the Wetaskiwin Court of Justice. Manslaughter sentencing. Wetaskiwin resident Matthias Mind, 27, is scheduled for sentencing next month after pleading guilty to manslaughter. Mind, originally charged with second-degree murder, pleaded guilty to the lesser and included charge of manslaughter on February 25, 2025. His sentencing is scheduled for June 9, 2025, at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench. On September 29, Maskwacis RCMP responded to an aggravated assault on Ermineskin Cree Nation. The victim, a 52-year-old male resident of Maskwacis, was transported to the hospital where he later succumbed to his injuries. After a preliminary hearing on December 2, 2024, Mind was ordered to stand trial. The court received the GLADU report for Mind on May 2, 2025. Drive-by shooting. A resident of Montana First Nation was handed down a 3.5-year sentence for a drive-by shooting in Ponoka 2 years ago. Journey Okinen, 22, a resident of Montana First Nation, was sentenced in Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench on April 7, 2025. Okinen was scheduled for trial from April 23 to 25, but pleaded guilty on April 7 to intentionally discharging a firearm. He was handed down a sentence of 42 months in jail, minus enhanced pre-trial custody credit of 40 months, leaving 2 months left to serve. 4 other weapons-related counts and 1 count of disguised with intent were withdrawn. Co-accused Tracy Lightfoot pleaded guilty to flight from a police officer and was sentenced to 90 days and 1 year probation and a 1 year license suspension. The charges against 3 others who were also allegedly in the vehicle at the time of the offense were withdrawn. Omisu murder. Shervain Dean Saddleback, 24, charged with second-degree murder, will have a preliminary hearing on July 25, 2025. At the Wetaskiwin Court of Justice to determine if he will stand trial. On January 28, 2024, Maskwacis RCMP was called to assist EMS with a 25-year-old man, who was transported to hospital where he was declared deceased. An autopsy determined that the manner of death was a homicide. On September 28, 2024, RCMP arrested Saddleback for the murder of Wyatt Omisu. Both the victim and the accused were residents of Maskwacis. Attempted murder. Kashtan Furious Bull, 24, charged with attempted murder. Next court hearing has been set for September 19, 2025, in the Wetaskiwin Court of Justice. On August 7, 2024, Maskwacis RCMP responded to a shooting in front of a residence in Lewis Bull. Emergency workers tended to a 15-year-old victim that had suffered multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was flown to hospital with serious life-threatening injuries. Dupe murder. The court case for 2 Wetaskiwin men who stand accused of the murder of a homeless man is proceeding. Stanley Victor Keith Howes, 52, now has a trial scheduled for April 13 to May 1, 2026, in Wetaskiwin for the charge of first-degree murder. Co-accused Kashtan Lee Joseph, 30, pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of second-degree murder on February 11, 2025. His sentencing is scheduled for September 26, 2025, in Wetaskiwin. Family and friends reported to Wetaskiwin RCMP on October 20, 2022, that they hadn't seen the victim, Brian Michael Dupe, 63, since October 14, 2022. At the time of Dupe's disappearance, he was without a permanent residence and frequenting social service agencies in the Wetaskiwin area. Human remains believed to be Dupe were located in a rural area west of Alder Flats late on October 22, 2022. An autopsy confirmed the remains belonged to Dupe.